Number 16. The brewery.
At the end of the 15th century, Emperor Maximilian once came to Hallstatt to see the Salzberg. The workers then asked him if they might be granted the right to brew beer, and the right was granted. And so the brewery was given two brewing privileges. It remained a brewery until the war.
Beer brewing was seasonal until the end of the 19th century. As Gerhard Zahner explains, it was only with the invention of refrigeration that the beer could be brewed all year round to the same quality.
That led to the fact that the large breweries in the city no longer needed to have good cellars. They built huge refrigerating halls. The small land breweries unfortunately didn't have the money for such things and produced very little beer in their small cellars.
The beer brewed in winter was kept fresh with blocks of ice cut from the lake and stored in the cellars. Compared to that, the beer brewed in summer stayed fresh only a few days.
During the war, they donated all the copperware and tin beer coasters with the assurance that the war was only going to last 14 days anyway. And then that's settled, and we'll get a generous refund from the emperor. And then we can also build ourselves a large refrigerating hall. But there they erred. The war was lost, the money was gone. That's the reason so many rural breweries disappeared.
This building is notable not just for its history, but also for the fruit tree growing close up against the house wall.
Fruit thrives wonderfully here on espaliers. The sun warms the wall warms the tree, and so the fruit ripens very well, though a little later than in other places.